If you've just tuned in, you're listening to me, Tom Boston. I'm joined by Luke Binns. We are Two Peas in a Podcast, and we are live for a little bit longer.
A little bit longer today.
Having a long show.
Longer.
The Kaiser Chiefs have kind of died.
They're around somewhere.
I don't know if they are. I think the vaccines have come taking them over.
They've been knocking around the back.
I think they've been knocking around the back of anywhere. Like, they've been hanging out.
They're shaping somewhere. Down the back line, down near the, you know, down the canal.
Oh, okay.
Go past there.
What, past the canal?
Past the canal.
I don't think I've ever been past the canal before.
Go under the bridge.
Yeah.
And they're down there.
That's where they are.
That's where they are.
How long have they been there? Like
a couple of months now. Just been kicking about.
Well, I hope they're all right.
They were last seen with a skip or something.
Oh, okay. Well,
it sounds like it's all right.
Our thoughts go out to them.
Well, you know, good luck to them.
Good luck to them down there, but the canal there.
Down the canal under the bridge.
It's Binsey's pick of the news.
Hello. Welcome to the news.
Hello there.
You all right?
I'm okay.
Settle down.
I'm ready for a bit of news.
So there's this Polish man, yeah? His wife and kids go out for a picnic.
Hooked.
Yeah, they go out for a picnic. They leave him a note saying we're gone for a lovely picnic in the forest. What does he do?
Go on.
He's not being invited.
Right.
Blows his house up.
Blows his house up?
Yeah, goes into the basement, sets it alight, throws a couple of gas canisters at it, blows the place sky high.
I reckon there's been somewhat festering for months, though. Don't you? I don't think it's just the...
Nice to go on a picnic, isn't it?
I was just thinking that. Like, it's... Like, if I didn't get invited to a picnic, I'd probably blow something up.
Yeah, I'd go berserk.
Yeah, yeah. Because the thing is, with food, when it's, like, outside, it tastes better.
Yeah, you are right. There is something different about... Because if someone goes, do you want lunch or do you want to have a picnic?
Ooh. What, outside?
Outside, the food will taste better.
It will?
We'll sit on a blanket and eat.
It's like eating a sandwich in a living room. Ugh. Hey,
take it away.
Put me.
Oh, dirty.
Put me in a field with a ham sandwich.
Nice.
Nice to have ham.
Lovely ham.
Just for the record, living room. Field.
Those are the differences. This guy shot. A 9-year-old girl in America because he thought she was a skunk.
Right, wait a second.
She lived, though, so it's all right.
Okay, is she all right?
Shot in the spine,
listen,
I think.
Well, is she all right?
Yeah, no, she's fine. But this girl, she was dressed up at Halloween.
What do you mean she dressed up at Halloween?
And a man, he only got 2 years probation for it as well. He thought it was a cousin as well, and he thought...
She's all right?
Yeah.
Before we say jokes about this.
She's fine. And
you're saying that as if, like, she's all right.
The thing is, he's not been, like, you know, sent to jail or anything. He's just been banned for hunting. Like, as if, like, can't hunt anymore. Right, not after you hunted that human.
No hunting humans, all right? We told you about this.
Yeah, so...
Was she crawling around like a skunk?
He just wounded her at a bonfire. So...
I don't like this story this week.
This 25-year-old man, yeah, he thought she was a skunk, so he got his gun and shot her.
Was she dressed like a skunk?
She was dressed in dark clothing with a white hat on. But how big are skunks, though? Not the size of humans. It doesn't go into any detail, though, but what was he thinking? All it says is... He called this the shooting a tragic accident. How is it an accident that you confuse... a small rodent-like skunk in a garden with your 9-year-old cousin.
A 9-year-old cousin who's just trick-or-treating, trying to live a life.
Well, yeah.
We shouldn't have a gun. Shouldn't be allowed guns. Yeah?
She don't have guns.
We don't have guns here.
If you saw a skunk, would you first thing to do was to shoot it? We'd be like, oh, best get me gun. It needs to be shot dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, why do people shoot skunks? Let me think. No, let me think. There must be a reason.
Nobody shoots skunks.
There must be a reason, because that guy is... He's wanting to shoot
one. He's a moron, that's what he is.
Well, let's think, right? You can't eat him.
He probably could.
Can you stuff him?
Yeah, you can stuff what you like.
Well, there you go. That's probably what he wanted to do.
He didn't think Oh my god, there's a skunk in the garden. I better shoot it and stuff it. If you got into my garden, I'd shoot you whether I thought you were a skunk or not.
Tell me about this hen do.
Oh yeah, I went on a hen do, Tom.
Go on.
You know, that's mainly for women.
Why were you there?
I got invited.
To?
A hen do.
Yeah, but was it to?
In the gay village.
Did they want you to?
Did they want me to what, Tom?
Take your clothes off.
No, they didn't. That's what everyone was saying. They were going, oh, you're just going to be like the butt of like sleazy, like rude jokes.
Yeah.
And maybe you'd have to get naked. And I was like, I don't want to go.
Like they take your clothes off and slap you on the ass.
Yeah. But they didn't. So I was all right.
And say this, go on, do it. Do it, do it.
Do it. Ooh, get them off.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I want to see it.
All right. All right. I want to see it.
Well, that's what Hindus are like.
Yeah.
Come on.
And we're in a gay bar as well. So
why are you in a gay bar, Hindu?
Because the hens had all gone to the gay bar.
Are you a hen?
I know. I was like some kind of shepherd because they were all too drunk and I had to usher them around with a big stick.
And did you sign up for this on the internet or?
No, I knew one of them.
Oh, okay. That makes it all right then.
The rest of them are, you know, all, you know, anti this and Vera that and with feather boas and all this.
Anti that. Vera that, feather boas. Well, as long as you had a good time.
I only went for a bit. It's not like I was on the hen do, like I was part of it.
I think once you're naked, though, it's hard to...
Cause not what, be a part of
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, once you've got no clothes on...
Yeah.
And where would you go from there?
Home.
That's what I'm saying. Because they'd all say, oh, we've seen it.
That's why I had to run home.
We've seen it.
I didn't strip.
Where does this story end?
No. You're the one started it. Saying...
You shouldn't have got
it. I didn't strip.
That's not what the hen said.
That's not what the hen said.
Look, I've been doing some thinking.
Yep.
Every week you say, oh, write some things down and see if you've got some thoughts, and then say them on the radio. Do you remember?
Mm.
I've wrote some things down.
Very good.
Here's one of my ideas.
Okay.
Could me and you set up a freelance crime investigation detective agency that specifically deal with mysteries? Right? Listen, it's me and you, yeah?
Mm.
We work with the police, like Batman, who's not really respected by the police. We're like him.
Do you mean Batman's not respected?
They don't really like him. They don't like him coming, but they do say, we'll give him a couple of minutes on the scene. And that's what we do, right? The police...
They give him a couple... They like him because he solves crime.
No,
he saves cities.
No, but he's also a bit of a loose cannon. And that's what we are. But they say, oh, let him in. Let him do their thing, right?
You're putting you and yourself in the same league as Batman.
Yeah.
Well, are we dressed up?
No, we don't have costumes.
Right.
Well, maybe, because we could have this written on the back. I've thought of the name of it.
Peas.
Boston and Bins Mystery Detectives.
Right, well, it's a snappy, punchy name.
So that would be the back. Like T-Birds, we'd have leather jackets and it'd be written on the back
there.
So
the police, and they couldn't... They were at a bit of a loose end, a sticky wicket.
The police are at a sticky wicket, right? They're at a crime scene.
We need to call Boston and Bins Mystery Detectives.
Someone get Boston and Bins Mystery Detectives on the phone. Why? Because they're going to come in and they're going to do things that we can't do. Should I tell you some of the skills that we've got?
Right.
I've written them down.
I'd love to know what skills we've got.
I've written three skills that we can both bring to Boston and Bins Mystery Detectives. Me, number one, there's no safe that I can't crack.
What?
You know...
You can't crack safes. When did you crack a safe?
I'm saying when we...
You couldn't even crack a joke?
I'll crack your teeth in a minute. There's no safe in the world... that I can't crack. That's one of my skills.
When was the last time you cracked a safe?
I'm saying I'd learn it to do the to get into the.
Oh, so like to get a job, you lie on your CV.
Yeah.
That's what. That's one of your lies.
No, but I'd be able to do it if we'd set up this. This is why we'd set up the agency.
Right. The agency. There's only us two. It is team of 50.
Yeah, we could get Sandra on the reception or something.
Yeah.
Luke's skill. Getting into tight spaces, e.g. windows.
What? Actually, I can get through a window.
That's what I'm saying.
I can get through any window. If I'm locked out of my house and I've had a few drinks, I can get in a window.
That's what, when you've had a few drinks, you can do what you like. That's why.
Don't put that on the CV.
Luke's skill. Drinking.
Tom says, so what can you bring to position? If I had a few drinks, mate, I could do what I want. Brilliant, give him the job. Where do I sign?
Sign this guy. Smells like vodka. Number two, for reasons why I'd be good in Boston Binns' Mystery Detectives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at spotting clues.
Are you, though?
Yeah.
Because I don't think you are.
You put me in a room.
You seem to miss the obvious in everyday life.
No, because I think outside the box. So what they'd say is, we didn't see that.
I can't believe that. A trained police force wouldn't see something, but they'd go, I wonder if Tom Boston knows.
I can't solve this crime.
P's idiot.
Maybe that idiot from Two P's in a Podcast could come in and see if he can spot a clue that we might have missed.
Who's so far listed lies as his skills.
Your skill, number two, running.
Yeah, I'm good at running. What's up? Chasing perps.
Yeah. I don't like that you agree with all yours but don't agree with mine. Number three.
Mm-hmm.
Master of disguise.
You?
Yeah.
Master of disguise?
Yeah.
I suppose if we needed someone to look like Dog Car, you could do that, couldn't you?
Luke Binns likes to think I look a bit like the Dog Car.
Because when you grew your hair, you look like Dog
dumb
Car.
And dumber. Yeah, but I don't have long hair anymore. So why do you say that?
But if you needed to, you could look like Dog Car.
I could be the man of 1,000 faces.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You put me in a different costume, I look like different.
When? I've never seen you in costume. Once.
Maybe you just don't know. And that, my friend, is point proven. I am the master of disguise.
What ridiculous. Ridiculous. I can't. What?
And number three, for Luke Wilde.
Everyone's going to recognise that big head coming a mile off.
Why have you got to say always?
No one's going to go, yeah, something all right here. Yep, it's Tom.
Tom, you know why? Big head.
Big bloody head.
And number three for you, this is your final skill, catchphrases.
What? I'm going to catch, like, crime with catchphrases?
Yeah, no, so, like, if someone had stole some treacle and spilt it, you'd say, well, it's a sticky...
Sticky situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Bam, 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 bam.
But the...
And that's going to stop crime, is it?
Well, it's not going to stop crime, but it's going to aid the...
Really, what you've outlined is a couple of perks turn up, say a couple of jokes, one's dressed up, and that's about it.
One of them's dressed up in disguise. One of them's just constantly going...
Saying jokes,
going, ooh, in your end, or I try and crack a safe that I can't crack. You run off and go out of a window. And that was Binns and Boston Mystery Detectives.
If a crime had to be solved,
yeah,
you'd be the last person I'd think of.
But then why is it called Boston and Binns' Mystery Detectives?
I don't, honestly don't know, my friend, I don't know.
We are just waiting on a very special phone call.
I think here he is now.
From a friend of the show, Mr. Colin James. He's going to be telling us all about what he's up to today. Colin, can you hear me?
Oh, I can. How are you doing, Pete?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. We thought we'd give you a ring and find out what's been going on.
All right, okay.
And what are you doing? Where are you? You sound like you're in a tin.
I'm in a corridor, yeah.
Tom,
would you?
You said you wanted to ask Colin something.
Well, I mean, Colin was on Pointless.
I was.
And we just wondered if you could ask Luke Binns one of the questions from Pointless, and we're going to see if Luke can do it on the air.
Right, okay.
Here we go.
Right, let's think of one that might catch him out.
That's what we like to hear.
Some of them I can't do because obviously they were pictures or whatever.
That's fair enough,
Colin. We'll go with the, I think it was the first question we had.
Here we go with the questions.
countries that don't have an A in the name. No, it wasn't A. What was it? It was...
You were on the show, Colin.
It was E. I think it was E or... We'll go with E. This is the question.
We'll go with E.
Okay, yeah. Luke, if you could name a country that's not got E in
that's
it.
That's easy, man. Italy... Iran,
England.
You, Burke.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, though. I've named two. You've named none. You've named England.
Give me a sec.
I don't know any of your countries apart from England.
Only know this one, boss.
Poland.
To be honest, I think it was I. Brilliant. I think it was actually I. But
it can't have been E, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it was I. But still.
Right, countries that I. Poland.
Yeah. England.
Sweden. It's a wonder you didn't win, really, isn't it, Colin?
It is, yeah.
It looks like me and Tom would have stormed it.
Yeah. Well, I think they would have been quite high-scoring answers, some of them.
All right, you have to go for like a really...
You have to go for the ones people haven't heard of. So England, I'm guessing a lot of people have heard of England.
They have, and also it's got an E in it.
Yeah, but it was I. I think it was I. I can't even remember. It's quite bad, isn't it, really?
Peru,
that's a good answer.
There's one. You're having that one, Boston.
Yeah, I'm having that one in a big way.
Yeah,
smashing answer, that one.
Right, over to you, Boston.
The Falklands.
What's wrong with you? I mean, what do you do? You get up in the morning and think.
Colin, is he winding me up?
You're an idiot.
I think we're losing you there, Colin. I think we might be losing you. But thanks for speaking to us, Colin, and possibly we'll ring you next week at the same time.
It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
So. Oh, God bless you.
See you later, guys. See you later. Bye.
Now, you come to the time of the show where Tom, you have a look in Tom's mind and he'll tell you what he's like done. It's a regular feature. It's called Things That Tom's Done. So, Tom's getting ready over there. He's getting into his costume now. Well. And he's just, I don't know what he's blowing up. But when he's ready, I'll cue the theme tune in and we'll find out what Tom has done. So, Things That Tom's Done. Things That Tom's Done. It's time for Things That Tom's Done.
I once convinced myself that I'd invented the robot, Johnny Five.
Things That Tom's Done. Things That Tom's Done. That was Things That Tom Has Done. That was Things That Tom's Done.
Luke, what? Oh, all I can do is apologise. I don't know what's happened to my co-host, but I've never seen him. I've never seen him like that before. You're right, man. He's lost it. He's absolutely lost it. Okay, well, I'll just leave him over there as a giggling mess. You have been listening to Two Peas in a Podcast with me, Tom Boston.
It's the end of the show. We're all my friend.
Oh, there he is. He's back. And my friend Luke Binns. Download a bit more of the show on twopeasinapodcast.co.uk.
Yeah, give us a tweet, give us a Facebook.